Good evening, brothers and sisters.
奉主耶稣，哈利路亚，在座的弟兄姐妹，各位平安。
Today's topic is the keys to a blessed life.
今天晚上的主题是蒙福的人生。
Actually, every one of us sitting here is kind of longing for some kind of blessing.
那我相信在座的各位也想要得到一些祝福。
But let us think about the definition of being blessed.
让我们先想什么叫做蒙福。
What kind of life that is truly blessed?
那什么样的人生是真正蒙福的？
I think you ask different people, they'll give you different answers.
当你问其他不同的人，不同的人会给你不一样的答案。
However, if we look at it from a biblical Bible perspective,
但是当我们从圣经角度来看的时候，
what the Bible say to tell us is quite different than what the world and the standard of the world trying to tell you.
圣经会告诉与我们跟这个世界上所告诉我们的答案不一样。
So tonight we'll do a comparison.
所以今晚我们会做一个比较。
And find out what are the keys to a really blessed life.
所以我们才会知道什么样的人生才是真正有福的。
First, let's look at it from a worldly perspective on what are the blessing in the eyes of the worldly people, which means the general public.
所以先从世人眼中的福气中来看什么叫做有福的。
Let's turn to the book of Psalms, chapter 17, verse 14.
然后首先请翻开诗篇17篇第14节。
Psalm 17, 14.
诗篇17篇第14节。
Please read.
诗篇17篇第14节。 他说：“神啊，求你用手托我，救我脱离世人，脱离那只在今生有福分的世人。你把你的财宝充满他们的肚腹，他们因有儿女就心满意足，将其余的财物也留给他们的婴孩。”
Here tell us that in the people for the men of this world, they regarded two things as blessings in their life. That means a must have.
在这边有讲到世人眼中两样必须的东西才能成为福气。
The first one, they consider wealth or money is a very essential part of their blessings.
首先他们从金钱上面来当做这个在这世界上有福气。
And the second part, they regarded children or descendants as their blessings.
第二点就是他们认为孩子就是有福气。
So let's talk about the first part.
所以我们来先谈金钱。
Money.
金钱,
that the people in this life they regarded have a lot of money or material treasures is a very blessed life.
在这个世上，人们相信有足够的财富才是真正得到祝福的。
That's why if you look at the newspaper, certain millionaire or billionaires, they always are highly envied, highly regarded.
所以在你看报章杂志上面，你们会常常看到有些百万或亿万富翁就常常被别人尊重。
And the net worth of movie stars or athlete person, they always like super rich and people long their life.
然后对于那些球星、明星，他们的身价也非常高，然后所以很多人想要成为他们那样子的人生。
They own very nice sports car or luxury cars, even the cars are worth more than your house sometimes.
然后他们拥有很好的车、很好的房，他们的房子甚至比我们住的房子都好贵。
Or sometimes you look at the newspaper, a certain person won the lottery and they got 10 million like overnight.
啊，你看新闻，有些人中了乐透，所以他们一夜之间成为百万富翁。
Wow, and then everybody regarded them, envied them, said, "Wow, what happened to me if I were like them?"
然后很多人就会很羡慕又很嫉妒，说如果是我，我会怎么样？
Yes, it is true that we need money to survive, and money can improve our living standard.
没错，我们是需要金钱来使我们在世上存活，然后改善我们的生活品质。
If you are in poverty, you're lacking food and shelters, you will not be a happy person for sure.
如果你在贫困里面缺乏物质，生活上的物资，你不会觉得自己是被祝福的。But
however, does more money bring more satisfaction?
但是金钱真的能带来更多的满足感吗？
If more money bring more satisfaction, then basically every rich person or billionaires or millionaire, they'll be so happy and they won't be disappointed with their life.
如果金钱真的能带来富足，那这些百万或亿万富翁们，他们就不会觉得空虚。
However, let's look at some modern example to see whether it is true or not.
那我们来看看现今的例子，到底是不是真的
？Can money bring a more satisfying life?
金钱是否真的能带来更满足的人生
？For most of us here, I think we are Chinese, we are Asian, and we know who is the richest person in China.
那在座的很多都是华人，那我们相信也知道，在中国的首富是谁
？And the next slide told us Jack Ma, and we know, I think we all know him, kind of know him or his company, Alibaba. He founded Alibaba.What in a decade ago, and he is very rich.
那马云他是阿里巴巴的创办人，然后他在中国华人社圈里面他是非常有钱的。
Not only he is a richest man in China, and he brings his company to do an IPO in Wall Street in USA.
然后他不单单是在中国里面是一个亿万富翁，他甚至将他的公司上市到。
So after his company become public company in the Wall Street, he instantly become a billionaire.
当他的公司在华尔街上市之后，他就是成为亿万富翁。
In the year 2015, he was interviewed by media.
在2015年，他受到媒体的采访。
And the people ask him, the reporter ask him, "You must be a super happy man right now because you are like super rich."
当时候的记者问他说：“你现在一定是非常快乐的人，因为你拥有世界上最多的财富。”
But surprisingly, his answer was saying that actually I am not a very happy man.
但是马云却说他不是最快乐的人。
Actually, he compared to when he graduated in college from 1988, he only worked as an English teacher in a local university and only making like $12 a month. But he said at the time he was kind of happier.
然后他甚至说，跟他在1988年从他的大学母校毕业之后，他在当地的一所大学教英文，每个月只赚12块。那个时候他觉得是比较快乐。
Oh, and then when he said this, I think a lot of people disagree, right? You must be, you know, now you're so rich, and they say you're rich, you're not happy.
当时有人听到的话，会觉得说他很矫情，因为他既然有那么有钱，为什么还这样说
？But in fact, he's not the only billionaire or very rich person to saying that he's not happy publicly.
但是他不是唯一的千万或亿万富翁在众人面前这样子讲。
Some share this privately, and some actually using their action to tell people that they are not that happy.
有些人在私底下有讲，有些人在他们的行为上面讲出他们其实并没有那么快乐。
Actually, the Bible has long time ago has said so.
圣经在远早之前就有这样讲过。
Let's turn to the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 5, verse 10.
请翻开《传道书》第五章第十节。
Ecclesiastes, chapter 5, verse 10.
传道书五章十节。
He who loves silver will not be satisfied with silver, nor he who loves abundance with increase. This also is vanity.
贪爱银子的不应得银子知足，贪爱丰富的也不应得利益知足，这也是空虚。
Now, what does the Bible say here?
圣经在这里说什么
？Here, the Bible really reveals the nature of the heart.
这篇圣经实实在在的将人的心讲出来。
Sometimes we mix up the needs of the heart as the same as the needs of the body or the physical self.
有些时候，内心所需要的就如同肉体上所需要的一样。
For example, our body, we need shelter, we need a house, we need clothing, we need food. So we thought that money can buy all this and must make our heart very happy.
然后有时候我们会觉得说，我们需要。屋顶遮盖衣服穿，然后还可以吃，然后我们就会觉得说有钱就可以满足这些。
And it's very true. Without money, you cannot satisfy those material needs, and you'll be unfulfilling.
没错，金钱是可以帮你满足这些，没有钱你都不会满足到这些欲望。
However, up to a certain point, even though you have more, but it doesn't bring satisfaction to your heart.
但是到某一个境界，就算再多的钱，它也不会将你的内心感觉到满足。
Just like when you are thirsty, what do you need to drink?
就像你口渴的时候，你需要喝什么
？You need to drink water to quench your thirst.
你需要喝水来解决你的渴。
Because water is the only element that can ease your thirst.
因为唯有水才能真正将你的渴给解除。
But pure water, what I mean is pure water is not anything else.
但是是指纯水，不是其他东西。
But if you are very thirsty, you drink salty water or you drink sea water, what will happen to you?
当如果你感到口渴，你还是喝很咸的水或海水，那你会发生什么事
？The fact is, if you drink more sea water when you're thirsty, you become more thirsty.
事实上，当你在口渴的时候喝海水，你只会感到更口渴。
And then when you drink more, at the end, your kidney will be destroyed.
然后你继续喝海水，然后到最后你的肾脏会因此废了。
衰竭。And your whole body is full of water, but actually you die of lacking water.
然后你的身体会很多水，但是事实上你是因缺水而死。
So the Bible says similar things here.
圣经也说了一同类似的事情。
Yes, you need money to survive.
没错，你需要钱来存活。
But silver or gold cannot really satisfy your inner heart.
但是银子不能带来知足。
The more you have it, sometimes the more you crave for it. You want more, you want more, you want more.
有时候你有了，你反而会觉得你更需要更多。
And then because you still feel you are lacking.
然后因为你觉得你自己不满足。
Even though you are very rich, but compared to other people, you're still not as rich. And then you think, oh, maybe I should work harder, or I think about how can I maintain my portfolio.
然后虽然你觉得，虽然你已经有了，但是因为觉得不满足，所以就会不断的想要。增加
all the stress of trying to maintain your position, the wealth, the stress really stress you.
或者为了要保持身价，然后的带来的压力，使你感觉更有压力。
Let's look at Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 22 to 23.
然后也请翻开通传道书第二章二十二到二十三节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 22 to 23.
传道书二章二十二节、二十三节。
For what has man for all his labor and for his striving of his heart with which he has tormented the sun? Verse 23.
二十三。
For all his days are sorrowful and his work a burdensome. Even in the night his heart take no rest. This also is vanity. Let's read.
人在日光下劳碌累心，在他一切的劳碌上得着什么呢？因为他日日忧虑，他的劳苦成为愁烦。连夜间心也不安，这也是虚空。
Look at this. The Bible exactly describes modern life with modern people trying to focusing on their own net worth or material standard instead of the heart.
在这边清楚地讲到，现今人们的生活，为了让他们自己在现今社会的身价而劳碌，反而更空虚。
In an agricultural society, people toil and labor for food so that they can eat.
在农业社会里面，人们辛勤劳苦是为了能吃。
But one thing is for sure that after a whole day of labor on the field and the farm, when you get home, you lie down, you just fall asleep.
然后有一件事可能确定的是，当他们在田地里工作一天，回到家吃晚饭就是睡觉。
However, modern society, most of the people lacking is sleep.
但是在现今社会，很多人都失眠。
Not because of the bed is not soft enough.
并不是因为船不够软
，not because the stomach is empty, it's hungry，
也不是因为肚子饿了
，but because of so much stress, so much striving of his heart，
反而是有太多压力在他心里。
And the burden of the daytime work and the worries and the stress really drive us crazy。
然后白天的重担压力压在他身上，造成他晚上无法入睡。
So many people need sleeping pills just to fall asleep。
许多人都需要帮助睡眠的安眠药才能入睡。
Look at a lot of movie stars or pop song singers or even athletics. They're very famous. They're super rich, but actually they're addicted to drugs or alcohol or other substance.
很多明星、球星或者是名人，他们虽然很有钱，但是他们却有药物成瘾的问题。
For some of us, we cannot never imagine why they're just so unwise.That they waste all the money and buying all those things.
在我们眼中，我们会觉得说，他们为什么这么不明智，将钱花在这些事情上
？Actually, one thing we are not being understanding of their life is of their stress. When you are at that level of achievement, you're facing stress every single minute.
但是我们不了解的是，他们在那个位置所带来的压力是什么
？So sometimes to ease your stress, you need to get some sleep.You need some drugs. You need some alcohol.
有些时候，因为你有这些压力，你为了让自己能入睡，所以你必须要靠其他药物来帮忙。
And then very soon you get addicted to it, and you cannot come out.
然后接下来你就会对这些药物感到沉迷，然后你就无法离开。
So having a lot of money is good, but sometimes it also brings a lot of pain.
拥有许多财富是很好, 但是同时它也会带来许多痛苦。
I know when Jack Ma during his interview, he said, actually, my life from being the richest man in China actually is a pain. That's what he said during the interview.
他甚至在他的语录上面想说, 他带来的财富却是让他带来最大的痛苦。
I think nothing wrong with wealth, but the only problem is if you do not know God, if your heart is not satisfied, even having all this money doesn't bring any improvement or satisfaction.
有财富并不是一个过错, 但是当你不认识神, 这些财富就会在你身上带来许多痛苦。
And another example is called George Eastman.
然后另外一个例子就是乔治·伊斯曼。
He lived more than 100, almost from 1854 to 1932.
大概快是100年前的人。
You may not know him, but you must know Kodak Company, the one which makes film very popular.
也许你不知道乔治·伊斯曼是谁, 但是你应该有听过柯达。
Long before the days of digital camera and cell phone photography, everybody is using so-called film camera, and they use the first company which invented a patent film is George Eastman and his company Kodak.
在所有的数位电子产品、数位相机、手机产生之前，乔治伊斯曼就是那个创立胶卷的那个公司的人。
And that was a major lab improvement of technology in those days.
在那时候是科技上的一个
But when he was 70 years old, when he has high achievement, when he has everything, suddenly he committed suicide to end his own life.
但是在他70岁拥有一切的时候, 他就突然间自杀。
A lot of people don't understand why he did that.
许多人都不了解他为什么这样做。
He had great success in his industry and his money making.
他在他的事业上面是非常有成就的。
He worked very hard his whole life.
然后他一生都很 努力,
he owns a lot of mansions, a lot of treasures.
他也有许多别墅，许多很有名贵的东西.
And he enjoyed the many, many things that other people can never even dream of.
那他也享受了很多其他世人无法想象的生活.
And he was not a selfish man. Actually, he was a philanthropist. He donated a lot of money for charity and educational purposes.
而且他又不是一个自私的人，他甚至将许多钱放在 慈善和教育上面.
According to records, right, he has donated more than 60 million in the 1930s days money, equal to today's billions of dollars.
在1932年那个年代，他们说乔治·伊斯曼捐了6000万.
Equal to today's billions of dollars.
相当于现今社会的几十亿.
You know, that's what are they now? There are a lot of rich people do, right? They say, oh, they're going to offer a lot of money to society, give it back.
就是现今的有钱人，他们也会这样子做。
But he still could not find happiness in all those things.
但是他在以上所有的事情中都无法得到快乐。
And he took his own life.
然后就自杀。
So if money can bring true satisfaction and happiness, then everyone, including George Eastman, will be very happy, or Jack Ma will be very happy.
如果财富真的能带来快乐，那乔治·伊斯曼跟马云都应该可以从中得到快乐。
Of course, I think nothing wrong with wealth, but if you only have money, you don't have God, you don't have God in your heart, you're still missing the biggest part.
当然，拥有财富本身不是错，但是你心中如果没有神，或者是神不在你的生命里面，你就会觉得痛苦。
The second thing is that the worldly view regarding as a very satisfying life is children.
那第二点，在世界说认为被祝福的人生就是拥有孩子。
You got a couple kids, or you got a lot of children or grandchildren surrounding you.
你有自己的儿女，有儿孙。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 17, verse 14, to read again, please.
我们再翻回诗篇第17篇第14节。 诗篇17篇14节。 神啊，求你用手救我脱离世人，脱离那只在今生有福分的世人。你把他们的财富充满他们的肚腹，他们因有儿女就心满意足，将其余的财物留给他们的婴孩。
Think about this: if you are very, very rich, but if you do not have descendants, then who are going to do with all your money, right? So you need to have children to pass along with them.
所以想想看，当今如果你有许多财富，可是你没有儿女，你怎么将你的财富留给他们？
So seeing that you have a big empire and then your descendants can take over is a dream come true for many rich people.
想想看，你拥有一个许大的帝国，然后你可以将你的帝国传给你的儿女。
Or at least you have some children to carry along your family line, your names, your legend.
或者是你有儿女，将你的姓名这样子传承下去。
Yes, it is true. The next slide said, "Children are blessing from God."
儿女的确是从神而来的福气。
And it's called a heritage.
它是神给我们的产业。
However, it also brings some side effects sometimes.
但是它也有相对的副作用。
If you do not manage the heritage, if your children do not have God in their hearts, then there will be problems.
如果你的孩子没有神，在他们内心就会带来问题。
Let's turn to 2 Samuel chapter 3 verse 2 to 3.
请翻开撒母耳记下第三章第二节到三节。
2 Samuel chapter 3 verse 2 to 3.
撒母耳记下第三章第二到三节。撒母耳记下三章二到三节第二节，大卫在希伯伦得了几个儿子，长子暗嫩是耶斯列人亚西暖所生的，次子基利亚，历代志上三章一节的但以利是做过加密人拿巴妻亚比该所生的，三子亚沙龙是基述王达买的女儿玛加所生的。
Here record a person called David, and he was a king in Israel.
在这边记载有一个人叫大卫，然后他是以色列王。
Actually, he had a lot of children.
事实上，他有许多孩子。
However, there's a few children recorded here that brought him a lot of worries and troubles.
但是在这里记载几个孩子，都是在他生命中带来。
Of course, we just mentioned that children are a blessing from God, right? If, only if they are God-fearing and they are very close to you and honor God and honor you.
那我们刚刚是说，孩子是神给我们的祝福，但是唯有他们是敬拜神，他们才是神带来的祝福。
But if your children does not honor God, does not honor you, then also can bring you a lot of troubles and pain.
但是如果你的孩子不敬拜神，不敬重你，你的孩子就会给你带来痛苦。
Like three children here mentioned here, Amnon, Absalom, and also, Abiathar.
然后在这边有讲到的暗嫩、亚沙龙还有基利亚。
So these three bring a lot of problem to David's life in his older age.
在这几个儿子在大卫王的晚年都带给他许多痛苦。
Because they do not do what is right.
因为他们不做正不做义的事。
Now there are a lot of people love the children and then raise children and especially the number of children are less that we love them so much.
然后现今社会因为生养孩子的人数越来越少，我们当父母的会越来越溺爱我们的孩子。
However, this generation sometimes.We raise children, we overly spoil them, and even love them more than we have to.
但是在现今社会，因为我们爱这些孩子，甚至到溺爱的程度。
So actually, in the old age, they also bring problem to the children, to the parents.
当这些孩子成为老长大之后，父母年老的时候，这些孩子在父母身上带来更多的灾难。
Look at the next slide. This is really realistic.
然后接下来这张就是非常现实。
In the old days, we saying that well, you should have children because you know having a children is to prepare for your old age. They will support you when you're old.
在以前社会会说养儿防老。
But nowadays it may not be very true.
但是现今社会反而不一定是正确的。
Because nowadays some children they never grow up. Even though they're adult, they're still leeching on their parent financially.
但是现今社会，有些孩子就算他们成年了，他们还是依然会继续啃老。
They don't go to work, you know, they stay home, and then they instead of bringing money to their parent, you know, they're still asking money for every month from parent.
他们住在家里不出去工作，与其每个月带薪水回来，他们每个月反而跟父母伸手要钱。
Or they go to work, but they spend it all, and they say not enough, and you have to give me some more.
然后有些是出去工作，但是他们会觉得说花不够花，甚至回来跟父母拿钱。
And some old people, even before they pass away, Now the children ask for money, they even give all the inheritance for them, and then they turn around against the parent.
然后有些孩子甚至在父母还在世的时候就要求要有遗产，然后父母出于爱他们将这些遗产给他们。
And then afterwards they dump their parent.
然后结束之后他们就抛弃了父母。
There are so many sad stories in this world.
在世界上有很多难过的故事。
Because having children is a good thing, but doesn't guarantee anything right now.
虽然拥有孩子是一个好的事情，但是在现今社会是不一定是好的。
So let's turn back to the Bible. Then, if you say money is not 100% guarantee of blessing, children is not 100%, then what is true blessing?
那回到圣经，如果说金钱不是百分之百的祝福，然后孩子也不是百分之百的祝福，那什么才是真正祝福？
Those are temporary.
这些都是暂时的。
What is the real blessing?
真正的福分是什么？
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 17.
请翻开诗篇第十七章
Verse 15.
第十五节
Psalm 17:15.
诗篇十七篇第十五节 至于我，我必在意中见你的面；我醒了的时候，得见你的形象，就心满意足了。
You know, this psalm was written by King David. He was a king, as we said.
在这边是由大卫王所著作的，他是一个王。
He has experienced his whole life. He has experienced money and treasures.
他在他生命中享有一切，享有金钱。
But money can never satisfy his heart.
但是金钱不能满足他。
He has a lot of children.
他有许多儿女。
But the children doesn't necessarily bring him peace and blessing.
但是儿女不见得带来平安和祝福。
So what he thinks is real blessing.
那他眼中所谓真正的福分是什么？
He said, as for me, I will see your face. He said he want to see God's face.
他说他想要见神的面。
What does it mean exactly here?
这是什么意思？
What can bring him true satisfaction?
什么能真正带给他满足？
What can bring him true peace and joy?
什么能带给他真正的平安和喜乐？
He had a relationship with God, he knows God, and he can see him.
就是他能与神真正有一个好的关系，而且能跟神见到面。
Think about all these examples that we mentioned. We are not saying that money is not good, children is not good.
想想看我们刚刚讲的例子，不是说孩子不好，金钱不好。
Those are good, those are the blessing in life.
这些都是在生活生命上的祝福。
But those are not the main purpose in life.
但是这些并不是生命唯一的祝福。
Just like the food is good, but you don't live for eating the food.
就像食物是很好，但是你不会只有因为吃而活着。
This is not the purpose of life.
因为这不是活着的意义。
David know that my purpose of life is to know God and to establish a relationship with Him.
那因为大卫知道他的活着意义就是要知道神。
Because in this life, he has so many things, he has to make a decision.
因为在现今他的生活要需要面临许多的抉择。
Just like in front of you, there's many roles.
就像在你面前有许多角色。
Wow, turn left, turn right. Go this direction, that direction, you don't know. People tell you different things.
会叫你行左行右或往前走，然后你不知道你的方向。
But what is the true blessing here?
但是什么是真正福分？
Then you know God. You know who is your creator.
就是你知道谁是你的造物主。
Where do you come from?
你从哪里来？
What is the purpose of this life?
你生命的意义是什么？
And where are you heading?
然后你要往哪里去？
Let me repeat the three questions in life.
生命中三个问题。
Where do you come from?
你从哪里来？
According to the Bible, we didn't come from monkey, we didn't come from apes, but we come from God. God is the one who made us.
根据圣经，我们不是从星星、猿人而来，我们是神创造的。
Second question, what is the purpose of this life?
第二个问题，你的生命意义是什么？
We don't come here just to eat or sleep or to earn money.
我们活着不是单单为了吃，为了赚钱。
Those are the means of the life, but it's not the purpose of the life.
这些是生活上的琐事，但是它不是生命的意义。
What is the purpose of life?
生命的意义是什么？
It's to go back to where we come from one day.
就是能回到从你来的地方。
If we come from God, we have to return to Him.
如果你从神而来，你就要回到神那边。And
then we have to follow His instruction when we are living in this world to live every single day.
然后在这世上活着的时候，我们必须要遵从他所吩咐的一切。So
that path, from where you come from, what's the purpose, and where you're going, is called a path of righteousness.
然后从你哪里来，然后中间你的生命意义是什么，这就是生命的意义。Righteousness
means the right thing. You do the right thing, you make the right choice.
意义就是你做了正确的事情。
And that is the blessing.
那这就是祝福.
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 23, verse 1 to 3.
翻开诗篇第23篇.
Psalm chapter 23, verse 1 to 3.
诗篇23篇1到3节.
Psalm chapter 23, verse 1 to 3.
诗篇23篇1到3节. 耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我在可安歇的水边。他使我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我走义路。
These three verses was written by King David again.
这几节也是大卫所写的诗。
He has experienced like tremendous wealth and pleasures in his whole life.
他在他的生命中体验过财富，体验过许多的娱乐。
And also he had power that no one can compare. He was a king.
他甚至拥有世上没有人能比得过的权力。
Then he has a lot of children.
然后他有许多儿女。
But he said his heart never feels satisfied with all this.
但是他说他的心不会因为这些而感到满足。
What did he feel satisfied?
那他到底在什么事情上得满足？
Here he painted a very calm and nice picture.
在这边他绘画了一个非常安稳的一个座。
He imagined himself as a little sheep.
他想象自己是一个小羊。
Who rested on a very green pasture.
躺卧在一个青草地上。
He didn't afraid. He didn't lack anything.
他不是缺乏，他也不感到恐惧。
Because he got a shepherd, which is God.
因为他有一个牧者，也就是神。
We know that a sheep doesn't know any direction, and its eyes is very weak.
那我们知道小羊它 的眼睛很弱，然后不知道方向。
And the brain is very simple too. It's not very intelligent.
然后它是非常单纯的，并不是很有智慧。
That's why the sheep can get lost very easily.
然后小羊就很容易走失。
And also can get doesn't know where to find food and get hungry.
然后不知道在哪里可以找食物而饥饿。
And they didn't know how to fight, so it can devour by any beast.
然后因为羊羔，他们不知道怎么 对抗敌人，所以他们很容易被吞噬。
Look at us, human being, we are so vulnerable.
作为人，我们也是一样很软弱。When
the COVID-19 come, everybody scared to death, right? And hiding ourselves. Even today, many some people still not walking off the house.
当新冠肺炎开始的时候，我们大家都感到很恐惧，都把自己锁在家里面。现今依然有人不敢出门。Oh,
when we lost our job, we're so worried, we cannot sleep.
然后我们因为疫情而失业，我们就无法入睡。So
we're so vulnerable, and sometimes we're easy to get lost.
然后我们是很软弱，然后我们也很容易迷失方向。Sometimes
we just lost our direction in life.
有时候我们就是迷失在人生的方向。We
just get so busy every day, but we don't know what is the meaning of life.
我们每一天都很忙碌，但是不知道为什么而忙。But
David said, you know, when I have the Lord as my shepherd.
但是 大卫说：“耶和华是我牧者。”I
know God, and He will take care of me.
他说：“我不致缺乏，因为神会照顾我一切。”All
I know, all I need is to stick with Him and get close to Him.
我唯一需要的就是靠近他，然后得到我所需要的。And
what will happen?
什么会发生？
Verse 3 said He will restore my soul.
第三节说他会使我灵魂苏醒。He
didn't say restore our body, but He said restore our soul.
他这边不是说他会使我们肉体苏醒，而是说他会使我们的灵魂苏醒。Sometimes
the body is alive, but our soul is dead.
有些时候我们的肉体是醒着，但是我们灵魂是死睡着。Sometimes
the body is healthy, but our soul is sick.
有些时候我们的身体是健康，但是灵魂是生病的。Just
like I mentioned some examples just now.
就像我刚刚说提的几个例子。Some
people are considered very blessed, but they want to take their own life.
有些人在其他眼中是非常被祝福的，但是他们依然想要自杀。
Because they didn't find meaning of their life.
因为他们在生命中找不到意义。
Last year, there's a retired CEO from HP Taiwan, very big company, very retired CEO, very successful businessman.
去年在台湾惠普有一个执行长，他刚退休。
Right after he got retirement, maybe he fell into depression and jumped off the building and killed himself.
然后在他退休之后 感觉到忧郁症，然后就从跳楼自杀。
Very sad.
这非常遗憾。
Because our soul is so dry and is dying.
因为我们的灵魂是非常软弱，而且正在死亡中。
But what is true blessing?
但是什么是真正的祝福？
That you know God and you have Him as your shepherd.
你知道有神，然后他是你的牧者。
He leads you to lie on a green pasture and lead you beside the still waters.
他引领你到青草地上，引领你到可安歇水边。
This is spiritual quietness and peace and tranquility.
这就是属灵上的安稳。
And then he'll lead you a path of righteousness.
然后他会带你走义路。
Wow, and then you'll never get lost again.
你就不会再次的迷失方向。
So、that is what you need, dear friends and brothers and sisters.
在座的朋友、弟兄姐妹，这就是你所需要的。
Path of righteousness.
走义路。
Do you know where is the path?
你知道这条路是什么路吗？
Let's turn back to Psalm 17 verse 15 again.
请再翻回诗篇第十七篇第十五节。
Psalm 17:15.
诗篇十七篇第十五节。
As for me, I will see your face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I wake in your likeness.
至于我，我必在义中见你的面。我醒了的时候见你的形象，就心满意足。
Now David, King David said, what is important for him?
在这边，大卫王告诉我们他所重视的是什么。
Money is not important for me.
金钱不是重要的。
So strange, right? For those of us who doesn't have money, we work our life, whole life just to get more money. But for those who have money, this money is not important for me.
对于我们这些为钱而劳碌上班的人，觉得金钱居然不是他们能最重要的。
But those who have money say money is not important.
但是对于那些已经拥有许多财富的人说，财富不是最重要的。
Children is not the most important.
孩子不是最重要的。
What is important?
什么是最重要的
？I will see your face in righteousness.
就是在义中能见得神的形象。
Where will you? Who will you see at the end of the road?
在你的人生路头尽头，你会见到谁
？If you walk in the righteousness, path of righteousness,
如果你行义路的时候
，at the end, who will you meet? You meet God.
在这条义路的结局，你会见到神。
Wow, that is so satisfying.
这是一个非常满足的。
Can you think about this? Your life is a journey, and who is waiting for you at the end?
你是否能想象你的生命就是一个旅途，然后谁会在旅途的尾端在等着你
？If you follow the path of righteousness.
如果你行走义路
，If you obey God，
如果你遵从神的命令
，God is waiting for you at the end of your life。
神会在你的生命终点等着你。
But otherwise, if you do the opposite, that God may not be who you see。
但是当你做的是相反的，结局就是另外一个。
Of course, God is still there, but He's not like a welcoming face, but maybe a judgment face or a very angry face。
当然，神也会在那里，但是他不是一个以欢迎的脸来。
So I shall be satisfied when I wake in your likeness.
所以在这边说，在我醒的时候见你的形象就心满意足。
What does it all mean?
这是什么意思
？What is true satisfying?
什么是真正的心满意足
？Eternal life.
就是永生。
This life is so short, brothers and sisters and friends.
在这个生命上是非常短暂的。
Yeah, no matter how long you live, life is very short.
不论你在这个世界上活了多久，都还是短暂的。
Even you live like a few years, or you live 100 years, the nature is the same, just very short.
不论你只活了几年，或者是活了几百岁，你还是一样很短命。
Because we'll pass away one day.
因为我们终究会离开。
But if you are a Christian, if you believe in God, the Bible describes the death of a Christian just like a sleep.
但是如果你是在基督里面，你相信神，那在圣经说，基督就是像基督徒死了以后，就像睡着一样。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 6.
请翻开哥林多前书。
15 verse 6.
十五章第六节。
1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 6.
哥林多前书十五章第六节。
Let's read.
十五章第六节。第六节，后来一时显给五百多弟兄看，其中一大半如今还在，却也已经睡了。
And Paul said, when Christ appeared to 500 people at the time, some of them are there, but some are already fallen asleep.
在这边说，耶稣复活之后，给了五百多个弟兄看，然后一大半如今还在，却有睡的。
What does it mean when some has fallen asleep?
那什么叫做已经睡了的
？When you fall asleep, you wake up, right?
当你睡了，你会醒来，对吧
？Now the Bible describes a Christian passed away has fallen asleep.
在圣经中说，基督徒如果死亡之后，就像睡着一般。
Why? Because one day God raised them up.
因为在死有一天，基督会使他们复活。
How are we so sure that one day those who fallen asleep in Christ will be raised up?
我们是如何知道那些在基督里睡着的人能再被复活
？Because Christ has already been risen up.
因为基督已经复活了。
Let's turn to chapter First Corinthians chapter 15 verse 20。
然后再看哥林多前书十五章第二十节。
First Corinthians chapter 15 verse 20。
哥林多前书十五章二十节，但基督已经从死里复活，成为睡了之人之出手的果子。
He said, "Now Christ is risen from the dead."
这边说，但基督已经从死里复活。
2000 years ago, Christ was crucified on the cross.
两千年前，基督是为人受死在十字架上。
He was put into a tomb.
他是被放到坟墓里。
However, after 3 days, he has been risen.
三天之后，他从死里复活。
His tomb is not on earth because he's lifted up. He is risen.
他在世界上没有坟墓，因为他已经复活。
You look all the famous religious figure or founder of the world. Their grave is on earth.
你看世界上所有宗教的创办人，他们的在世上都有一定的自己的墓。
However, Jesus Christ, his tomb is not on earth because he has been risen.
但是耶稣基督在世上没有坟墓，因为他已经复活了。
So he has risen. He has been resurrected. Those who follow him will also be risen up.
因为他基督已经复活，所以在他里面睡着的人也必复活。
So that's why a Christian is not afraid of death.
所以对于基督徒，我们对死亡并不感到惧怕。
Because we know what is the end of the curtain, what is the next waiting for them.
因为我们知道在死亡面纱之后的那一面是什么。
Just like David, let's read Psalm chapter 17 again.
就像大卫回到诗篇第十七篇。
Psalm chapter 17, Psalm chapter 17, verse 15.
诗篇十七篇第十五节。
Let's read again.
至于我，我必在意中见你的面。我醒了的时候，见得你的形象，就心满意足了。
I say this is the hope, satisfying hope, waiting for all those belongs to God.
这就是在那些属神的人他们所拥有的希望。
A lot of testimony in our church, a lot of vision seen by members who pass away, before they pass away, or seen by the relative of those who are passed away.
在很多将死之人的弟兄姐妹或者是那些弟兄姐妹的亲朋好友，很多人都看到。
They know God is waiting for them, and they wake up, they will see God in righteousness.
他们会知道自己主耶稣在那边等着他们，他们会复活。
So, being a child of God is so blessed.
身为神的儿女是非常蒙福的。
In this life, you are just like a sheep, and he's your shepherd. You have nothing to worry about.
在这个世界上，你是羊，他是你的牧者，你们不需要害怕什么。
You don't worry about COVID-19. You don't worry about no joblessness. You don't worry about anything. You know he'll take care of you. You just trust him.
在这世界上，你不需要害怕疫情，你不需要害怕失业，因为他会照顾你。
You know that your life is in his hand.
因为你知道你的生命在他手里。
And even one day your life ended, you know he'll take you where you belongs.
就算有一天你死了，神你也知道神会将你带到哪里去。
As for me, I'll see your face in righteousness.
至于我，我必在义中见你的面。
I shall be satisfied when I awake in your likeness.
我醒了的时候，见着你形象就心满意足。
Do you want this blessing?
你要得到这个祝福吗？
Let's sing hymn number 70.
一起来唱诗第七十首。